So, Michael, looking into another finals weekend in the Trench Cup, and I suppose when you started out at the beginning of the year, this was your main target to get as far as Mallow?
Yeah, it would have been. There's been a bit of a turnaround, I suppose, in terms of players from last year, but a couple of influx of a few newer players this year. But I would have taken learning, even myself as and the management would have taken learning from last year. It was our first year involved with the LIT and in terms of Trench Cup stuff. And as I say, we were taking learning. It really is all about getting to the weekend, and from here on in now, it's all about the semi-final against GMIT.
Yeah, because it can be a difficult environment, and you need to have a very, very good understanding of college football, Michael, at this level.
Definitely so. I suppose the management and a group of players, you want to be as prepared as humanly possible for every game. And we would have tried to have done that last year, and we continue to try and do it this year. But just the unpredictable nature, there's a lot of, I suppose, teams that are involved, where players are involved with county teams throughout national leagues. They're involved with maybe under-20 squads. They're still involved with their club football. So in terms of preparing for oppositions, it can be quite challenging and difficult, because teams aren't always consistent. There's players that are being, I suppose, parachuted into teams, and players that are maybe leaving teams due to them various commitments. So realistically, I suppose the learnings we would have taken from last year is you just have to really concentrate on your own. You have to concentrate on what you have yourself, and as I say, just try and make sure that is done to the best possible way we can. And I think we've done that so far in terms of the commitment from the lads that we've given this year, because it is difficult with all the teams that they can be involved in. But they've given commitment to training so far throughout the league campaign, which we're very successful in, and so far in getting to the weekend. So hopefully that can continue now throughout the century again.
Yeah, and how many players have you retained from last year that would have had a good foundation at Trench Cup level from 12 months ago?
I would be looking probably at around a quarter of the overall squad would have been there. So there has been a strong influx of newer players. But again, I suppose the experience that they have had, along with the management that we would have retained from last year, would have been, I suppose, enough experience in that regard. So the newer lads that come in have got a real kind of, I suppose, freshness to it. And they've got great excitement to it too. So as I say, it's a nice blend to what they have there, you know.
Yeah, you have a number of Donegal under-county players on the squad as well. I suppose their experience at a very young age is vital to this, to part of this team.
It has now, in fairness. Michael Langan and, I suppose, Patter Mogan would be the two that come to mind, and John Campbell that is there. I suppose Michael and John would have been there from last year. Yeah, Camille, they've put on big performances. It's been a really, really busy schedule for them over the last kind of those months, really, of playing inter-county games as well as playing college games, you know, where they've basically had two games every week. And there's no, we were kind of always very, very, very aware of that and trying to balance it. But the lads' attitude to it, Michael and Patter and John, has been absolutely brilliant. They keep showing out, and they really are, I suppose, that it rubs off on the rest of the boys when the rest of the boys see the commitment that they're showing to it. And it would have been very easy for the lads maybe to kind of maybe pull away from one, but they really, really have a strong desire to play both, and that rubs off them and the rest of the lads, you know.
What about GMIT? The Galway side's going to be your opposition in the semi-final on Friday. What sort of obstacle are they going to be for you on the opening game?
Any team now from here on is going to be huge. Three teams, I suppose, we could potentially be up against: GMIT, who were playing in their own semi, and then there's Dundalk and Trinity, another one there. Dundalk and Trinity are down last year from Sigerson, so obviously they bring a huge pedigree in regards to that. And then GMIT would be a team that's down from Sigerson, you know, a couple of years back. So I'd say they're going to be a strong team with strong tradition. So it's going to be a big challenge for us. We also have the added logistical challenge of travelling to Mallow. So it's a long way away in Cork. But listen, the boys are looking forward to it, as I say, for them, and what I'm trying to, I suppose, get through to them. It's vitally important, I suppose, to represent the college well. And we try and go down there to get really good, strong performance. But it's also about enjoyment for the group. As I say, they are students at the end of the day. They get on well together. They study together when they're in college. But it really is about, I suppose, an enjoyment factor too for them, in terms of enjoying the whole experience that a Trench weekend brings. So, because they'll be mixing with, I suppose, Sigerson teams that are there too, and it's a great experience for them to have in terms of getting to the weekend and enjoying it too, you know.
If it was to happen at the weekend and you were to win two matches and lift the Trench Cup, it'd be a huge lift for the squad, but it'd be a massive lift as well for football and the LAIT.
Yeah, I think so. In fairness, the you know, the resources that they're trying to throw behind it is really, really strong. And it's really, really good. And as I say, we're very, very thankful to the LYT for that. I say it worked out brilliant. As I say, to get a team over the line, maybe in a trench. But as I say, it's going to be a massive, massive thing. We're playing teams that have pedigree at Sigerson football, and as I say, that's going to be quite difficult. But the lads have done well so far. I say throughout the league, they brought the success of the league into the championship campaign. So as I say, we'll go down there and give it definitely our best shot. But as I say, judging from experience we had last year, we know the uphill struggle we all face. But we'll give it a good battle, you know.
Finally, Michael, before we let you go, it's a big weekend for Gweedore. They are, of course, playing in the All-Ireland Senior Club semi-final against Corrifin. And your thoughts, can Gweedore pull off a victory against their in All-Ireland champions and head for Paddy's, Croke Park and Paddy's Day?
Absolutely, no question, no doubt about it. I think it's a fantastic opportunity for a club side in Donegal, where we haven't had great success or great tradition in terms of coming out of our own county. Gweedore have already ticked that box in terms of Ulster success, and no doubt they'll be mad hungry. I think they're going to have something up in Corrifin in terms of how hungry they'll be to try and get to Croke Park and represent their club and county in terms of trying to get to there. So that's something, I suppose, that Corrifin has had over the last number of years, and you had questions, you know, whether they're going to have that drive and desire again. But and, you know, on top of that, I suppose, desire, Gweedore do have the footballers and do have the players to do that. So I say they'll be really, really excited. I suppose both teams, there's no denying, I suppose, how they, I suppose, react to the long break from provincial successes to this actual game will be a huge one, and how they've managed the last number, I suppose, couple of months, really. So, you know, I think Gweedore really, they don't leave any stone unturned. They've shown that throughout the Donegal Championship and Ulster Championship that they're really, really well prepared, as well as having the good footballers and so, as I say, just a huge opportunity, and I'm sure they're going to realise that, and I've no doubt that they can fulfil the potential if they do that. I don't see any reason why they can't top a Corrifin, you know.
Michael Murphy, thanks for taking the call, and all the best this weekend, the Trench Cup.
Thanks, Oisin.